You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal.
Let's check in on the state of reopening. As of today, everyone 16 and older is now eligible to receive a COVID vaccine in every single state. More than 200 million shots have already been given in the U.S. so far. About half of all adults have received at least one dose. The vaccine is free, whether you have health insurance or not. But even minus the massive logistics of distributing the vaccine, there are logistics involved in getting it. And some workers are having trouble getting paid time off to get their shots or to deal with side effects. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has the story.
When Washington, D.C. software engineer Lori Barth got the vaccine last month, it kind of kicked her butt. Headache, chills, brain fog.
I don't think I could have read text on a screen comfortably, let alone like sit up in a chair.
Barth didn't have to worry about working through the pain because she got her vaccine on a weekend and she has plenty of paid sick time she could have used. But not all workers do, says Vicky Shabo, a senior fellow with New America.
You could very easily see how it would be financially impossible and potentially job risking for a worker to be able to get a vaccine.
There is no national requirement that employers offer any sick leave, much less a couple days to get vaccinated. And low-wage essential workers are among the least likely to have paid time off, says Elise Gould with the Economic Policy Institute.
They may not have a lot of power to negotiate for when the best time is to have the vaccine so that they make sure they don't have to work the next day in case there's side effects that impact them.
13 states and several dozen cities do mandate some form of paid sick leave, and many employers like McDonald's, Starbucks, and Walmart have offered paid time off for employees to get vaccinated. Dorit Rice, a law professor at UC Hastings, says it's important that workers have vaccine time off on top of their usual sick leave.
We don't want to make them choose between using limited, valuable paid sick leave for other needs and using it for the vaccine.
And some frontline workers might have already used up their sick leave because they got COVID. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.